Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us here for Site Lap. I'm your host, David Pingree, joined by Bruce Murata, as always, here at Whiskey Throttle Media. And our special guest this week, as we look ahead to the Arlington, Texas round, is Troily Designs Red Bull Gas Gas rider, Pierce Brown. Pierce, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, stoked to have you on, man. We love getting feedback from guys who are not only out there doing it, but you're going to be out there doing it this weekend in Arlington. And you know, it's just great to hear from guys who actually have some skin in the game. We're just over here, a couple of dorks on the couch watching.
Yeah, no, it's cool to really have you on, Pierce. I'm stoked. I've been a huge supporter and fan of yours. And obviously, I've known you since you were amateurs, young kids. So it's really cool to see where you are today. So,
hell yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
And I guess we should start before we get into the preview show here. Is tell us a little about your opening round. It certainly didn't start off the way you wanted, but a lot of guys got tangled up in that first turn mess, and you actually salvaged a pretty good ride out of it, despite all that. But tell me a little bit about that main event.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was chaos, wasn't it? But overall fifth, I'll take it. I mean, going into the night, I knew the worst I had to be was a fifth. Obviously if I wanted any, chance in the championship, but, no, we came away with a fifth. The start wasn't ideal. I almost missed it. I thought I was going to miss the chaos. I had a terrible start, and I was trying to cut inside everybody, and then I see everybody just dominoing off the track. I'm like, oh, no. And then I get hit by McAdoo's rear wheel on my freaking left hand, and sends me off. But, no, I got back up fairly quick, and then, yeah, I knew I had some work to do. I just started clicking laps down. It was slow for me the first 10 minutes. I was trying to find my flow and then make it around people, but once I kind of found a flow, I was in my groove. I felt like I was matching the leaders from where I was like gauging them at, but yeah, it was an all right round. I mean, nothing terrible. I've had worse for sure, but definitely not the best. Overall though, I think physically and mentally and everything, I'm in a good spot for this weekend in Arlington, so I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. You could have gone a lot worse. I mean, you know, obviously to come back from a first turn crash to fifth is a solid ride. You saw that you had the speed of the leader, so that's great. And you could have gone down to that first turn and had Cameron land right on your like helmet.
That would have been bad.
And boy, that could be,
yeah, could be life changing. That's a good sign, Pierce. At least you didn't get any holes in your pants.
Oh, we could have had it a lot worse, couldn't we?
I think moving forward, no matter what happens to anybody, you go, well, you know, you could be out there riding with your junk swinging around. So it could be worse.
I know. That was crazy. I mean, props to Cameron. I mean, I don't know of anybody but him that would finish the main in that position.
Nope.
Everything that was going on, I'm like, dude, if that was me, I would probably just call it, you know, like that is
that's
mental.
Along with a lot of other guys that we've talked to, they said the same thing. They're like, nope, I'm pulling off.
a lot of heart, a lot of balls.
Oh my god.
All right, so let's get into this edition of Site Lap here, brought to you by Rock and Turf, at Rock and Turf if you guys are looking for them on Instagram. Awesome mats made out of artificial turf, perfect for your trailer, your sprinter, or just the back of your truck to change. That's what I use mine for. And obviously, if you're redoing your yard, great place to go. Awesome products, hardscape as well. And also brought to you by Maxxis Tires. Their full line of light-duty truck tires are perfect for your truck, sprinters, vans, whatever you got. So check those guys out. We appreciate them. We're headed to Arlington, Texas. This AT&T Stadium is wild, man. Huge, beautiful stadium. I always just thought it'd be rad if you could rent this place out and have a movie night in there watching that big screen. That thing's gigantic.
It's a sick stadium. I mean, the dirt there's obviously really good too. Indoors, so you don't have to worry about weather, which is always a plus. I mean, like you said, or the West Coast guys, they've had it out for them. So, but no, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is probably one of those years you're stoked you're riding east, huh?
I know.
That's what I was going to ask next, ping on that, is like Pierce is probably sitting back just like, man, I am so stoked that I'm racing the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I was ready to do West. I was actually planning on it the last minute. They sent me East. But yeah, obviously with how the first couple rounds of the West Coast has gone, with the mud and everything like that, I would
not super definitely bummed.
Not want to be dealing with that. It's not ideal. But yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's been a lot of waiting. I did my first round, and now I have a couple weeks off until the next one. I think 3 weeks and 2 weekends. So, but once we kick off Arlington, we're gonna have a couple of races just to get momentum going and see where we're at. Like A1, I mean, I know Detroit doesn't have the hype that A1 does, but not like you saw. I mean, anything could happen round one, so you didn't really see some of the title favorites up front. So we're gonna see more of them, hopefully myself up front in Arlington and then the next couple rounds. But I have a good gauge of where I'm at. Like I said, we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Have you ever raced in this stadium before?
Yeah, I've been there twice. The first time, what was it? I think it was 2021. I got hurt in qualifying and then didn't race. That was the residency year. And then the next year, 2022, race the Triple Crown.
And how do you like the dirt, and how would you describe it?
It's very deceiving, I'd say. I'm glad I've been to that stadium before, so I kind of know what to expect. But you look at the dirt and you think it's unreal, like the best red clay you've ever ridden in your life, and then heat races and the main events come around, and then it starts getting slicker, and then that base gets pretty deceiving. Like, it's easy to kind of lose traction, lose your front wheel, so that side of things you got to worry about, look out for. Gets rutted too, so you kind of have everything, a little bit of clay, a little bit of, I wouldn't say sand, but maybe sand-ish type dirt. So It's got a lot to it, a little more than you'd see on TV, but stadium's sick. I mean, that massive TV, I think they said it's like the biggest screen in a stadium in the, I think in the country, maybe the world, but it's insane. I mean, you're just chilling there watching the B practice go before you, and it's just like surreal.
Yeah, last time I was there, I just caught myself watching everything on the screen, and I'm like, man, what am I doing? It's happening right in front of me if I look down, but I'm up here staring at the screen just because it's so impressive.
Hey, and like, yeah. Go ahead, Pierce.
Yeah, it's tough because I find myself doing that at a lot of the rounds. Like, when you're on the starting gate, waiting to go out for your practice, your heat race, like, you can't really see much. So you go to the TV and watch, like, the race from the TV up top. But I don't know, with me, it's kind of hard to go from like watching the TV and then getting into that moment and like ready to either race or practice. Like, it takes my eyes a little bit to get adjusted. So I try not to watch it, but obviously the Texas round is going to be hard too. It's a little hard to miss.
That's interesting, huh? That, like,
that's one thing that I've kind of noticed lately. Like, I'll try not to like rely and like watch the TV for a good like 5 minutes before I go out, just so I don't, like, I don't know. It's almost like looking at your phone right before you go. And
yeah. It kind of takes you out of the moment. Like,
yeah. That's interesting, Pierce. Wow.
Yeah. I've never heard anyone really talk about that, but I get it. It's like, when you look at your phone, you kind of go, your brain kind of goes into that little tunnel, and you want to stay, like I said, in the moment, like right there present. And, You start staring at a screen, all of a sudden your brain goes to mush and you're just like watching something mindlessly. That's wild.
I know. It's kind of, I mean, it's been cool kind of seeing like more of what I can and can't do, or more of like, I don't know, what I like the last couple of years, like racing and riding, even with bike setup. Like, I'm from now compared to my rookie year, dude, I was clueless on like what was up from down. I was just kind of getting settings like thrown at me, trying them. But I know, kind of like the analogy I just said, it's been cool to learn, and the process has been fun.
Yeah, that's a, you know, I had a column this past week. Someone had asked me about, we should move guys up out of the 250 class sooner. Don't let guys that are older, like RJ and Jordan Smith, stay in the class. And I'm like, man, that's ignorant. I mean, it takes you 3 to 5 years just to get your bearings and feel like, for most people, to know, like you're saying, how do I set up a bike? How do I read this dirt? How do I find out these things about myself? Like, hey, don't watch a TV before I go up. You know, like, there's so much to like figure out and learn, and to boot somebody out. It's just, anyway, long story, but
yeah, well, it's hard because I mean, you see guys like Jed or some of the other 250 guys, even in past generations, that have just started rookie, then won the second year, won the third year, moved up, and
that's not normal though. That's freak of nature.
I feel like people think it's normal. I don't think they realize how gnarly it is and like what all goes into winning and being the guy. And that's one thing that I was kind of a little green on at first. Like I expected to come in and crush it, and I dealt with injuries. I mean, bad races, just like bad years on top of each other. So it makes you honestly like respect the guys like Jed a lot more, and even the guys like RJ and Smitty. Like, nothing against them, they're gnarly dudes, and they've been like, there's plenty of other people that you put them in their position and they're quitting like 4 or 5 years into it, but they're just resilient. And I don't know, that in itself you kind of have to respect.
Well, that's well said, man. Let's get in to our Maxxis 250 preview. So let's talk about who could win. Really, all we have to go on at this point is what we saw last at the first East Coast round in Detroit, and Austin Faulkner looking good. I think that my thoughts after that race was he didn't ever look like old Austin Faulkner, like just blazing, blistering speed. He just looked sort of like he was just out there doing what he had to do. Nothing more, nothing less, which I think is good. But I think he's going to have to pull more speed out once all of you guys start together, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, Hayden Deegan is going to be a contender. He that was not a normal round for him. I think this little break again has helped. If he's got a sore wrist, he's going to be even better. Max Anstey was on the podium, rode awesome, so you got to consider him as well. And then I think, Pierce, I put yourself, Hamaker, and McAdoo in that group of guys who really should be considered potential winners as we go into Arlington. And it was interesting to hear you say you were kind of marking the leaders and you had their pace. So you feel like, okay, I can run that pace, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, coming into the season, that's where I've been putting myself. I expect to be up front. I just need to put it all together and get a start. But I think speed's there. Everything's there. I just need to show it. But yeah, I mean, studying and watching round one from Detroit, Austin looked really good. Like you said, it wasn't like old Austin. He looked a lot more methodical. He didn't pull away like I thought he would in the main event early, but he just managed it. And that's all you had to do on a night like Detroit. But like you said, I mean, you put all of us up front off the start, it's going to be a little bit different, and you get to see kind of who could handle the pressure and who can't. But I agree with you. There's a ton of guys that are going to be contenders this year. I mean, you can't knock Deegan or even Anstey, like all these guys there. Even with Deegan, like this break's going to help him out a lot. So expect to see him up front. But yeah, I mean, Cameron, he'll benefit from this break. I know he was a little hurt. Same with Hamaker.
I think they're all a little banged up and bruised, huh?
Yeah. So everybody's going to come in fresh, or as fresh as they can, to Arlington. So it'll make it fun. But yeah, for me, I personally expect to see myself up there. I put myself as a championship contender. It's just a matter of fact of doing it or not. So we'll see where we're at after Arlington and these next few rounds. But no, I'm excited.
Well, there's some other guys that I want to just mention who, like Dax and Bennick, really surprised me. Solid ride at the opener. Now, again, we'll I don't think this was a real accurate representation of where guys are going to be because of that first turn. But Jalik Swole had a good ride. Hymus did for a little while. I'm not sure what happened there, why he went backwards so bad, but he definitely got the speed to run up front. Romano, I didn't see a lot out of, but don't really know why. And then Ferry got slammed into the wall, so we didn't get to see much of him. Of any of those guys, who do you think Pierce would be somebody that you could see up front consistently?
I saw the most out of Dax. He looked really good all night. With him being a rookie, I expected him to make mistakes that he didn't make, and it was cool to see him up there. But like I said, it's cool to see him up there. But I want to be beating him and everybody else. So, but yeah, I think Chance, he rode really good. I'm not sure what happened in the main. I think he ended up falling. I heard he tweaked his knee, but I'm not sure about that. But he like Dax in a couple years, they're gonna be contenders as soon as they gain more fitness and more experience. But this first year, I wouldn't say I expect to see mistakes, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It's pretty common.
After what I saw from Dax, I'd put him on the top of the list out of everybody you named off.
Interesting. Bruce, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, Dax was a surprise to me, but, you know, like we've said, this whole round, it's really hard to gauge based off this first race just because of that first corner chaos, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, guys that stood out to me, Pierce, you being one of them. I mean, fastest qualifier in the day, too. You know, you looked really good all night. So I had you, you know, up there. I think Austin, he surprised me. I feel like he's matured a lot. And that could really be good for him this year. And, it's really tough, you know, because then we have all the – there's been a lot of hype about Deegan. So it's tough. It's really hard for me to kind of gauge how it's going to go right now based off of just going off the first round. So.
All right. Well, I'm picking Pierce Brown to win in Dallas. What do you got?
I'm going to pick Pierce Brown too. Hey, I got to ask though, Pierce, you and Jalik, you guys are all good. Is everything good?
I don't have a problem with him. I assume he does with me, but I think no, he's a little bit pissed off after the race. I heard some stuff, but no, it was honestly in my eyes like maybe it's a biased opinion. I would say it was just a racing incident. I took it, and I would have thought that he would have seen me and checked up, but he leaned into me. I think it made it look worse than it did. Not saying it wasn't bad. It was aggressive by no means or by every means, but or any means I should say. But yeah, it was like I said, a racing incident. He put something on his Instagram saying I should be waiting for retaliation. So we'll see how Arlington goes. But no, I wasn't by any means trying to knock him down. I don't want to see anybody down, and I don't want to put any rider down, but it was just a situation where I saw an opening. It was a tough track to pass on, and I just wanted to get up front as fast as possible.
Yeah, well, I feel time will heal itself on that. You know, it's racing. Emotions gets to you guys easily on stuff like that, so I think everything's going to be good. But yeah, I'm going for.
But just in case, like, watch your six when he's coming up behind you because sounds like he's pissed. I where did his bar catch you? Was it your handlebar or your hip?
I don't know. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel his handlebar. I was a little surprised because I showed him a wheel and he didn't check up, and I rode up a rut, and I know it didn't look like it, but I gave him a little bit of space, but he leaned into me and then it kind of just bounced off of me. But yeah.
Well, listen, this is the risk you take. Like, you leave a door open, somebody comes in, you can either roll the dice and try to fly around them, hoping that you get around them before you guys make contact, or you check up and stand up and live to fight another day. And he he chose the Prior and paid the price for it. Now, half of the time you guys probably would have went down together, you know, and mm-hmm. something like that. So I get that. Obviously he's going to be pissed just because the incident ruined his night, but I'll just tell you completely from an unbiased perspective. I don't think it was like mm-mm. completely out of line. You didn't line him up and T-bone him. You made a block pass and he rolled the dice and lost.
Yeah. Ricky yep. on the broadcast didn't sound too stoked, but well, yeah, it was just one of those incidents. I mean, I view myself as somebody who wears his heart on his sleeve every time he rides, and I don't want to be a dirty or an aggressive rider, but stuff like that happens sometimes. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I see something back from him. I'm honestly expecting it at this point, but it wasn't anything I'd say personal. Like maybe he felt I was just going through the pack and he was in my eyes in the way.
Yeah. Hey, this is not figure skating. All right. It's a physical sport. You guys are fighting for the same dollars and points. So short of a T-bone, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Maybe Ricky was just trying to think through his wheelbarrow analogy still and didn't have a clear idea.
And Pierce, you don't have to worry about it because all you're going to do is just hole shot and check out. So the race will be behind you.
That's my plan. I don't worry
about it. All right. Well, let's have a quick look at the Rock and Turf 450 class. Who could win? And Pierce, I'm curious. I know you've obviously been watching this class closely and probably are as stoked as anybody just watching because it's been such a good series so far. You've got Jet, Chase, Anderson, AP, Tomac. Now Ken gets a win this past weekend. Like, there's so many guys who could win. It's like, you know, seven legit dudes on any given weekend, and it's hard to say who's going to win. Just going to be more like who's feeling it.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting as a fan. Dude, it's been like kind of musical chairs. You throw a towel over the top seven, and even in qualifying, they're in the same second. Like it's tight right now. The class is deep, and it's been exciting. It's kind of hard to say at this point. Like you said, you don't really know who's going to show up when. It's pretty start dependent based on how the tracks have been lately. Like you said, there's, I'd say, 8, 9, maybe even 10 guys that you give them a whole shot and they could win, you know. The championship's tight right now. I've been on the edge of my seat watching it. It's been really fun and exciting.
So give us a few of your guys that you think, if you had to pick three guys who are going to wind up in this thing in the long run, who would they be?
Well, obviously you can't bet against Coop. He's my guy. I think he's going to be in it come Salt Lake. Eli, AP's really surprised me this year. I've been impressed on how he's been able to like string together weekends. Like in the past, you've seen him have a good weekend and a bad one. But, I mean, his speed's there every single weekend. He had a fall last weekend in what was it, Arizona? But I mean, take that out. He was a podium guy, maybe.
I think he challenges for the win if he didn't use that
exactly
for sure.
Probably a win. So that was a bummer to see. I like AP, Chase, Jet, Anderson, dude, all those guys.
I said three, guys. Dude. Don't try to like, gaslight me right now.
But Ping, that's what's hard. It's so hard to pick now.
I know. I'm asking hard questions.
If I have to choose three, from what I've seen so far, I'll go. This is tough, man. This is really tough. I'll go Eli, Coop. And it's either Jet or Chase. This is tough. This is really tough. I don't know which one to pick.
Super tough. What about you, Bruce?
I don't know why. I just have a feeling. I'm going to go with Anderson for the win, AP second, and Webb third.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting. I feel like you guys are both sleeping on Jet a little bit, or maybe you just don't want to get on the bandwagon. But the guy's already got a 6-point lead, and he's had really only two good rounds. All of his other rounds have been bad starts, crashes, off the track. And I think really to bet against him right now, you don't get good odds. I think he's still in charge of this from what I've seen. Not that it's going to be easy, and he may not win as many rounds as I thought he would. But you're right. All of these guys are going to be game. I think I put Jed in that chase for sure, probably going in with the points lead. But I see Chase in it for sure. And then it's either Webb, or this is my opinion, either Webb or Tomac. And I think the next two or three rounds are going to determine whether or not Tomac gets some momentum going and gets himself in this, or he just doesn't. Because he's 17 points down right now from Jet, and it's starting to get away from him. You can't go 20 plus points down. I just don't see it happening and coming back and win this title. And Jason Anderson, if he can get a win this weekend in Arlington or Daytona maybe and start rolling, he's certainly, all of them are still in it, but those would be the guys I pick.
Yeah. And I would like to have Chase in that top three. I just don't know how his hand's going to be, you know? So it's just unfortunate. He had a practice crash and that definitely affected him in Glendale. So I just don't know. I don't know what the stats is going to be on that. So,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, I, for all we know, Malcolm Stewart can take the win. It's
it's possible for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the coolest part of it, and Pierce, I'd be curious to get your take on this, that even on the West 250 series, certainly in the 450 class and still with the 250 East, there's no one that's really established any kind of dominance. Normally by this point, there's one, maybe two guys who are like, I'm the guy. Like, you know what I mean? I'm the guy you're chasing. They kind of lift their leg to the whole series and go, this is mine. That just hasn't happened yet from anyone. And even in the 250 West, there's three guys, and it's a roll of the dice. On the East, we just haven't seen because of the way that first round went. It was such a disaster. This weekend in Arlington should give us a good heads up.
Yeah, it's tough with the 250 West class. I think I really like what I've been seeing from Levi. Mm-hmm. Visually, it looks like he's, I'd say, the most put together. I mean, his starts are great. He might not have the most speed like you saw in Arizona, but he's going to manage the race and he's going to do the right things, make the right choices. And it's put him in the points lead. He was co-leader. Now he's got the one and only red plate. So I'm stoked to see him have the red plate. RJ and Smitty, I mean, I think that was definitely Smitty's night to lose, and he lost it. He's definitely, I'd say, got the most speed on the West Coast. But yeah, it could change any day. I mean, Levi, RJ, and Smitty, they're all three, like, they're the guys. But like you said, they haven't really established, like, dominance yet. You know, like, there's nobody that's, like, ran away with this thing yet. So it's exciting. Yeah, same with the 450 class.
I don't remember a 450 title chase where it was this wide open. You know, in the mm-hmm. next 2 to 3 weeks, Cooper could do it, Jet could do it, Chase could do it. Like, any of these guys could start just reeling off a few wins, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, all right, he's the guy, and we're all trying to knock him down. Right now, it's still up in the air.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what you said. I think it's right now, like, statistically, Jet's championship to lose. Obviously, he's got I think he's got pace on everybody right now, depending on the night. It's just about starts and putting it all together. And you saw, I mean, I would say his, what was he, fifth at Arizona?
Well, he made it to third, but he was back fifth or sixth. Yeah.
Yeah. My bad. Third, but I'd say he had the best ride of the night.
Agreed.
But it was for a third place. I mean, you never really see that. You go back to 2014. I watch this video all the time, and you see James go from 14th to first, but you don't see that with the guys nowadays. I mean, everybody's so good. I mean, the tracks, like I said, they've been pretty start dependent, and not there hasn't been much separation, I'd say. But yeah, I don't know. Jet, he looks the best to me. He just has to put it all together.
Yeah, and he did go off the track in Arizona. He tried to go around the outside of Webb, and these guys are doing what they need to do, which is get physical with him. And Webb pushed him right off the track, and he was lucky to not crash, and he'd only lost a couple spots and worked his way back through. But yeah, it's still anybody's title. That's what makes it so fun. All right, well, listen, guys, I super appreciate your time. Pierce, man, can't wait to see you get out there and get a win this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be cheering for you, Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We want to thank Rock and Turf and Maxis for supporting this show. Pierce, definitely thank you for your time, man. Best of luck this weekend. And we'll see you guys. If you're headed out, weather's perfect inside the stadium. So get there early, get an autograph from your favorite person, head over to the TLD rig, talk to Pierce and the boys, and we'll see you guys next Monday for Riders Meeting. Pierce, thanks again. Bruce, thank you. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me. See you guys this weekend.
All right. Cheers, buddy.
Cool.